although it's entertaining. And there's just not enough dudes and dudettes out here to call these guys on the fucking carpet. And if they can, they're not doing it because they're paid ridiculous amounts of money to keep their mouth shut on Fox, etc. The district attorney's office is conducting an internal review to determine how inappropriate low bond was recommended. Here's how it was recommended. You put a fucking child in the courtroom to represent yourself in the state and the county. That's how it happened. We backgrounded this bird brain broad, and we reported hours after this happened. She's 2 years out of law school. 2 years out of law school. Undergrad at Providence. JD at Marquette. 2 fucking years, man. She's a child. She's a child. She should be doing paperwork and understanding and getting to know these things, not setting fucking bail. You fucked up, the district attorney. This is on you. It's on nobody else but you. You don't have to do a review. Now, whether it's comes down to staffing issues and things like that, of course it does, because it comes down to money. And the fact we talked about, because of COVID, they're not incarcerating a lot of people and they let a lot of other people. It's one bad, bleeding heart liberal policy after another that's responsible for this. And you have an assistant district attorney in the case who's a child. 26, 27? And you're setting fucking bail at $1,000 for a violent criminal? Violent fucking sex offender criminal? Who? It's crazy. It's crazy. That's what you did. She's a graduate of liberal institutions. We even fucking find out what she studied. She minored an emphasis in black studies. She's a white chick from Massachusetts who couldn't get into Harvard. Look, it's very fucking basic when you understand these people at many different levels. And maybe she'll be a great fucking attorney later on in life. But at 26, you're dealing with these. She has no basis to deal with these people. She's from fucking Cape Cod. Her family's from Cape fucking Cod. No buttons to push. You can't even make it up. And she, you know, hey, if you're from Massachusetts, okay, and you can't get into Harvard Law, and you can't get into Yale, and you can't get into Princeton, and you can't get into Stanford, and you can't get into a University of Chicago. Those are the top law schools. And what else? What am I missing? NYU, right? Where do you go? There's 120 top law schools in the country. Maybe 120 top. I think there's about almost 200 law schools in the entire United States. How do I know that? We used to do a lot of work for lawyers. I fucking know my law schools. If you can't get into Northwestern, you can't get into Duke and the other schools I mentioned, right? Where do you go? You go to Marquette. Marquette's rated the 100th out of like 120 top law schools. You go to Marquette. You put a bleeding heart liberal in court with a hardened fucking criminal. And this guy works the system. He works this broad. And he gets treated on $1,000 bail? Are you fucking kidding? We're going to talk about it. I guarantee you, it's in here. If not, I will recap it. Some of the things this guy was up to. Recently. Now it's not even this girl's fault either. It's not even her fault. It's the fucking systemic abuse. The systemic, let's give these guys a break. They're good people. No, they're not. Some fucking people are not motherfucking redeemable. Period. Stop fucking blowing smoke up everybody's ass. These are evil fucking people. They can't be helped. They can be locked up. I'm not wrong. Look at the byproduct. this girl is learning at the seat of a corrupt fucking, on every level, institution. Milwaukee County. The city of Milwaukee. It's corrupt, inept mayor who started his career back with Bill Clinton. He was in the U.S. House of Representatives, a congressman. Buddies with Obama, buddies with Biden. Appointed, pending right now, the ambassador to Luxembourg by Biden. I mean, this guy's a fucking, he's a cretin. He's a democratic cretin. He's a communist. And so the district attorney's office is in that mold. It's no different from any other Democratic-run hellhole, urban hellhole in the United States. You can't expect it to be anything but what it is. That's what I said yesterday. There are deeper issues here. Deeper issues. And these people live in a fucking fantasy land. So they don't give a shit who they put on the fucking street. They don't care who they put back on the street. That's why they'll put somebody with 2 years out of law school. Are you kidding me? Up against these folks, setting bail, agreeing to these things. The judges don't give a shit. The judge, oh, okay, yeah, next. Next. So when the district attorney attacks the state, it's a straw man. He's the state. What is he talking? Now, they can say that because, oh my God, they're blaming it on the state. What does that mean? That's not even an argument that holds any water. You could have easily argued for higher bail or locked the guy up if your policies allowed you to do that. They do not. The entire situation is corrupt from top to bottom. You have to understand, you care about these criminals being treated time and time again. The folks in charge of the system, they don't care when it comes to this. And that's why people are out there saying they want people to go out on the street and mess with people and harm people in New York City, in L.A., and even in smaller places like Milwaukee. Yes. How can you argue against that? A common sense response would be, I think they're doing it on purpose. Well, of course they are. They just don't care. They're fucking lawless themselves. You understand? Just because they're running the system doesn't make them righteous. They're not fucking righteous. So, Milwaukee District Attorney John Chisholm is passing the buck to who? Himself. Look in the mirror, asshole. You're the one that created it. You know, and it's damn, I'll tell you, it's damn unfortunate that you have a 26-year-old, 27-year-old lawyer right out of law school. You put her in this position. She's been there for 2 years. You put her in this position. You might have wrecked her fucking career. If she has a conscience, maybe she's not in this business a year from now. They're knowing what happened. That's also unfair to her. You're taking advantage of her, but this is how they do it, because they want to mold these kids. They want to mold the kids. She, that girl's going to wake up one day. That woman's going to wake up one day. She's going to realize what the fuck happened. And she's going to need some therapy. I mean, I don't wish it on her. I just, it's literally unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And I said yesterday, just hours after this happened, after we went, you know, we recorded late last night because we were digging into this. And I said, and the young buck's like, oh, we found this. And we found this criminal record. And we found this. And I said, that's all cool. I said, well, you're working on it. What did you find? I said, oh, I found the fucking root cause. Don't worry about what I found. You just keep, you keep giving me that other stuff. and I can weave this into a tapestry. Believe me, what I'm looking at is something a lot different than criminal fucking records. I want to see what happened with the prosecution. That's where the rubber meets the road. And I'm happy that there's a, you know, there's a spotlight on it, because it exposes a corrupt system that takes it easy on these people and treats them as some folks that are redeemable. They fucking simply are not redeemable. And the terror that, you know, kids who survived this, I saw kids being literally brushed by that car. They're fortunate, but they're going to need a lot of help, therapy, and adults and everybody else. And these are literally, and I'll say it, and perhaps some folks will disagree, that's okay. This is the byproduct of corrupt policies hatched by corrupt administrations, corrupt people, corrupt politicians, who do not have your best interests in mind. But you're living in these communities and you think everything's fucking nirvana. Everything is Narnia. It is not. Shit can go back bad at any minute. They're putting these people on the street. You're not fucking safe. And also, guess what? You're putting these people in office. You continue to elect a creep like this Mayor Barrett. A creature of a corrupt fucking Democratic cartel for years. I'm not even talking about middle of the road Democrats, moderate Democrats. These people are communists. This guy's a creature, man. You're voting for these people, and then de facto they are implementing the district attorneys, etc., and the dogma in your cities on how they perform their jobs. So you're fucking responsible. So when you're jumping up and down saying, how could this happen? How could this happen? Look in the fucking mirror. That's how it can happen. I need a drink. I gotta cool down. I need some ice cream. What it is. Cool down.
I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. Oh my, my, I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy. Hold on a second, baby. I got to put my banana in Dixie cups. All flavors and push-ups too. I'm your ice cream man, baby. Stop me when I'm passing by. See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy. Hold on one more. Well, I'm usually passing by just about 11 o'clock. I never stop. I'm usually passing by just around 11 o'clock. And if you let me cool you one time, you'll be my regular stop. All right, boys. I'm putting my banana Dixie cups. Oh, flavors and push up to have your ice cream, man. Stop me when I'm passing by.
Well, if this suspect was your ice cream man, your friendly neighborhood ice cream man, he would have run your fucking ass over. The suspect, I'm not even going to name the guy. Who gives a shit what his name is? The scumbag. Suspect Gutter Snipe is accused of running over a woman just a week ago. or 2 weeks ago. It's hard to say. A woman is alleging that the suspect, the Wisconsin man suspected of plowing his SUV through the Waukesha Christmas Parade on Sunday. Now that's fucking written better than parade tragedy. There's been a tragedy at the parade. This woman says that this maniac alleged intentionally ran her over with his vehicle earlier, just weeks ago. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel says the man suspected of being the driver has been charged 3 times in less than 2 years with recklessly endangering the safety of others. Most recently, a November 5th incident as part of a domestic abuse incident for which he was also charged with resisting or obstructing an officer. In that case, this month, the woman told police that Brooks purposely ran her over with his vehicle while she was walking through a gas station parking lot after he had followed her there after a fight. According to the criminal complaint, the woman was hospitalized for injuries. But he posted another $1,000 bond on November 11th in the most recent incident and was released. He was also charged in July 2020. So this is love, I guess, to this guy it is. You stalk people and run them down. I mean, some guys get struck by Cupid. Some guys and women get struck by this maniac. Let's go back to 2020, July. This fool was charged with two felony counts of second degree recklessly endangering the safety of others using a dangerous weapon. But don't worry, the district attorney's office is conducting an internal review of what happened. Internal review, that comes as great fucking solace to the people who lost loved ones and who will be scarred for life from attending a parade that turned into a horror show, a terrorist event, even though nobody wants to say it. It's fucking unbelievable. Ran over a high school band, for God's sakes. And others, I mean. It's unbelievable. You got kids being rushed to Children's Wisconsin Hospital in critical condition. But the district attorney is reviewing the situation. This guy's a fucking maniac. Should have been nowhere near the street. He should have been locked up. There's a story on Pain.tv, a 44-page criminal history of this gutter snipe, this street urchin. We have a link to it on Pain.tv if you want. Just like a broken clock is right twice a day, the left gets things right every once in a while. Of course, our justice system doesn't need the type of reform they think it needs. Yes, does it need reform? Yes, but not the kind of reform these assholes are trying to usher in. And now there's another story about an example of how the system can be reformed and what it needs. Well, we've already talked about that. Hours after it happened. That's the benefit of tuning into here. You know, I've covered it all. I've covered it all. I've seen, I'm not proud of it. I've seen bodies. I've seen people on fucking fire. A New York City subway bombing. I've seen, I'm not even going to go into what I've seen. Body after body after body after body. That's why I got out of it. It's not good. It's traumatic. It's not good. And I understand how to cover these things. Because I did so at such a young age and did so well. I love being on the street. So it's old hat. So I know exactly what to do. Exactly what, and what we used to do is, people don't understand news gathering process. You would gather all this stuff the first day. And then you would hold on to it. The editors would say, well, we're not going to talk about it. We're not going to talk about who's responsible right now. We just want the information on the guy. Let's get as much as information. Because people want to know about who the fuck this maniac is. Be like, yeah, but I got this stuff. Like, the prosecutor fucked up. The prosecutor put somebody on the cases right out of law school, 2 years. Went to I wouldn't say shitty law school, but not a top law school. Not that it has anything to do. Like I said, it's completely unfair putting that girl in that position, that woman in that position, in my estimation. And the editors would say, nice, nice. That's second day or third day. Let's see what we can get out of this. That's if the story starts to die, then we'll pump it up. We'll pump up the story. Unless we get scooped by another paper, etc. Then we can put it out. It's no big deal. It's not fucking groundbreaking anything. So you withhold this stuff and then you drip it out. That's how it works. And there's a formula. And it works. And it has worked. I just decided we're not going to do that. We're just going to get to the root cause. People are fucking busy. I don't care about this guy's upbringing and everything else. I don't really even, last night, didn't even, when the Young Bucks were giving me all of his criminal history, I didn't care about that either. The point here is to try to teach people that you're being manipulated upside down and sideways. And the policies these assholes keep putting in place and eroding the Constitution, whether it's the state Constitution or the U.S. Constitution, etc., is what's fucking up this country big time. While constitutional experts like Levin are sitting on their ass writing books and cashing in. And assholes keep voting these people into office and then act outraged when these things happen. You created it. You helped create this environment. You put these people in power. These people are maniacs. Do you understand? That's what I'm interested in. I'm interested in getting to the bottom of things. Every piece of shit scumbag has a sob story. You know, growing up poor and having problems at home is not an excuse to go around and fuck people's lives up. Because I did all that. I had the same things. Shitty upbringing, no money, living in squalor at times. It's not an excuse. And the media, until they start treating these individuals as human beings and stop making fucking excuses for them, nothing's going to change. It's not okay to fuck people up and to commit crimes because you had a tough go of it. You don't get a license to kill people. Let's move on. And you ask, like Van Halen has, where have all the good times gone? Well, don't worry. The New York Times has you covered. You can't even. An article in the New York Times is offering advice on how to mitigate coronavirus risks at family Thanksgiving gatherings. The article featured an expert calling on kids who aren't fully vaccinated to eat quickly. Eat quickly. Have you ever fed? See, this is more idiots with no kids. Have you ever fed a 3-year-old? Eat quickly. What kind of a fucking planet are you on? Eat quickly. What part? The first 20 minutes after they treat their meal as a play toy? Or after they have discarded half of it on the floor and you had to replace it. These people live in a fucking fantasy land. I would be curious to see if whoever wrote this actually has any kids. I'm serious. If our child 9 and a cousin 10 have each received one dose of the vaccine 2 weeks prior to Thanksgiving, is it safe for us to eat indoors? That's what the article said. Who asked that question? What kind? You shouldn't even be a fucking parent. Is it safe to eat indoors? Are you an idiot? We're going to have about 20 guests all vaccinated, and the 65 and older crowd have all received boosters. One reader from San Francisco asked in the essay. Yeah, here's the advice for the kids if everybody's vaxxed up and the old folks are three-time losers. They've taken 3 shots. Here's a great tip for the kids. Run like Forrest fucking Gump. It's not safe for you to even be indoors. with these fucking people, with these spreaders. The article says, in response, I'm glad to hear that the children and all their guests are vaccinated, as the kids will not be fully vaccinated until 2 weeks after their second shot. I think some care is warranted, especially because some attendees are 65 and older and thus at greater risk for more serious breakthrough infections. Oh, yeah, but I thought we're safe. I thought, isn't that why you get a booster? So you don't get a breakthrough in it. House of Pain, Van Halen. We're talking about a house of pain, a mental house of pain. You could have the kids wear masks, eat quickly, and stay away from older adults when eating. This is from Virginia Tech engineering professor Dr. Lindsay Marr. A cement head. So, make kids wear masks indoors. Make them eat quickly. And stay away from older adults when eating. I'm surprised. Another option on here is not just simply to lock them in a closet. Kids should be seen and not heard during the holidays. They're pests. They're pests, I tell you. According to the New York Times, Marr at the Virginia Tech Engineering School studies airborne transmission of viruses. Oh, yeah. We know the great work that Virginia Tech is doing. People like Marr should study where their fucking minds went, if they ever had one to begin with, or they're just a Stepford liberal robot to begin with. Critics took to social media to blast the advice, with one describing it as pure insanity, and another suggesting people like Marr had completely lost their minds. Well, that seems appropriate. I just said that. Someone who tells my kids to eat quickly and remask will not have to see them at all because we ain't coming, wrote another critic. I like that. That's a sassy mama bear right there. You can always tell when the moms check in. They have to explain everything. Dad would just say, fuck off. A man of few words. Another response, how about if you're worried that much, you don't go to Thanksgiving, since the whole point of the holiday is to break bread together, wrote one critic. Another critic wrote, I hope the kids don't choke from eating too fast. These people, the CDC, the NIH, all these fucking dopes and these think tanks and higher education, they're idiots. Look, the people in government are fucking dingbats. They're intellectual lightweights. That's why they're working in government, especially medical arm of the government. You couldn't cut it anywhere else. Look at the flunkies they have there. They've been wiping people out for decades, and it's all licensed and it's all fucking great. Oh, no problem. Oh, people make mistakes. Many people in these colleges are no better. They're there because they couldn't fucking hack it anywhere else. But that's who the media turns to. And the media is no better. They're part and parcel of the entire fucking problem. Can you imagine? Treating your kids, again, let's treat your kids like a pet. Here's your food outside. Let's go, Fido. Eat your food. Chop, chop. You're supposed to treat your kids like livestock on fucking Thanksgiving. Well, that's somebody who's really thankful for the greatest gift they could ever have in the world. Someone who loves them. Someone who looks up to them. Someone who adores them. Regardless of all their shitty faults as a human being. Your kids look up to you and say, you know what, man? That dude after taking care of me. I don't like these guys all the time. We have differences, but these guys are solid. They got my back. Yeah, let's put a dry cleaning bag over the kids. fucking criminals. These communists are out of control. Because that's what they want to do. Literally, treat your kids like farm animals. And the New York Times is, there's no problem printing that insanity. But hey, Federal Reserve is nudging Americans to swap turkey for soy at Thanksgiving. Oh, that's just what we need. In a bizarre tweet, the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis, why don't you just focus on your fucking insider trading schemes instead of worrying about what the fuck we eat? The Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis suggested that soy is more economically efficient Thanksgiving meal option than turkey, and cardboard's cheaper than both and tastes about the same as soy.